The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Getting you ready to tackle your day with tips and tools for your health and wellness. Join me, Dr. Amanda Williams, Chief Scientific Director at Invite Health, with the only radio show that's focused on mind-body medicine, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. It is Monday, kicking off the week with Alex, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. This week we're going to focus on sleep and fatigue and being tired and why getting adequate sleep is so important. So Alex, this is going to be the task for you for the week.
Okay.
Is to keep a journal, because remember we talked last week about the importance of a food diary, but I want you to keep a diary of your sleep pattern for this week, because we really need to make sure that you're getting good full night's sleep, because I know that your schedule's incredibly demanding. You have times where you're starting super early. I don't know if people know that, because we're talking right now, it's noon, but
pushing through, you know. And by the way, I like that idea. I think it'll help me stay a little more accountable for my own sleep. As I said, I only gotten a few hours a night since Thursday, so we're rolling with it, I guess, right?
Exactly. But and that's so important, because with your schedule in particular, because I know that, you know, say you've been up since 3, what is the likelihood that you are at home decompressing and ready to relax by, say, 8, 9 o'clock tonight? Likelihood?
That's actually, I'm aiming for 9 o'clock. So I'm working on that mentally. We'll see if it comes through in execution. But I'm hoping to be home by 9 tonight. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So this is going to be the goal for you for the week. Let's try and zero in on.
By the way, 970 listeners, thank you for listening to this session with Dr. Williams. It's great to have you along with us.
Yes, I know. And we're really trying to zero in on both of us having, you know, being mindful about our food, about sleeping, all of that. And for you in particular, I want to make sure that you're getting good sleep, because when you are in the world of radio and the demands to which your job has for you in particular, you really have to take advantage of making sure that you're not, you know, overdoing it. And because you have kind of a fluctuation in your schedule, and sometimes you have to be up at 3 and you have to be at the studio for Joe's show, you know, kicking off at 6 in the morning and, you know, running that, there are ways that we can try to make little modifications. It may come down to, you know, incorporating in different foods, like, hey, Alex, you're pushing it too much. Maybe we need to have some pumpkin seeds throughout the day, because, you know, pumpkin seeds are a natural source of tryptophan, which is good for your ability to stay happy, because it helps with serotonin, but it can also help with your melatonin pathway. So just little tiny tricks like this. I always say this show is about tips and tools, but there's just a little trick for people who, maybe if you are struggling, maybe try and get yourself some pumpkin seeds and snack on that throughout the week.
We're not at fall yet, but just a preview here. So just let us know that pumpkin seeds are healthier than pumpkin spice. Can you make that distinction right now?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. We will be there, like you said, before we know it, where everything, the pumpkin frenzy will take over, where it will be pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin everywhere. It's always amazing, like, how pumpkin really takes over in the fall. And there is a huge difference between eating pumpkin seeds, which are comprehensive in terms of kind of being their own little superfood, because they're packed with powerful fatty acids. So omega-3 fatty acids, has wonderful protein, great fiber, and of course, vitamins and minerals. So you're not going to get that from pumpkin spice. You know, obviously flavor-wise, people like to have their lattes, but we've talked about how those things are not exactly healthy for you.
Not at all. But while we're still in the summer, I don't know. I feel like people's sleep patterns are, in general, still affected by summer because everybody wants to be out and about and everything. So what's your advice to that? I mean, at some point you have to get home at some point, right? I feel like the summer's meant for just staying out and whatnot.
Well, and that's so true because, you know, it stays lighter later into the day. So it's easier for people to feel like they have more of that energy or that, you know, giddy up and go because it's like, well, it's still light out. I can keep going. But one of the things that I always encourage people is this is the perfect time to, in a sense, kind of wear yourself out. Get out and exercise. Do some physical activity. Take advantage of the summer months and get out there. I know we were talking before we came on air about roller skating and how roller skating has started to take over the city. And they just had a little news report that came out and said, skate every day of the week and a guide to New York City roller skating. And I just love it because I grew up roller skating. And then I remember when they transitioned from roller skating, you know, on your four wheels over to roller blading. And now I think it's kind of like it's a blend. And I know that you said that you were over and you saw people skating this weekend.
I was trying to check out Disco Oasis. I've already done the Rockefeller Center one. Disco Oasis looks pretty cool. They've got three huge disco balls where a woman rink is. And the story with that is, of course, is that woman rink was about to be shut down last year, but some, I think, private investors came in, saved it, and now it's a roller rink for people this year, which is pretty cool. So when you come to New York, if you come in this summer, you got to check it out.
I think it's so interesting, but they said so many people, like for all age groups, are really starting to gravitate towards this. And they're like, you know what, skating's kind of fun. And I remember, you know, people used to have their birthday parties at, you know, the skating rink. And it's a great form of activity. It's a great way to interact and socialize. And for those of you who maybe really aren't into like hitting the gym, this is a fun activity because usually, say, if you're at a skating rink or whatnot, like you said, they have the disco ball. They have music playing, so you get that music therapy component to it. So everything is always about, you know, that mindfulness aspect. And when we're doing something that we enjoy, then it's easier to stick with and we start to reap those benefits because mentally we feel better and physically we start to feel better. And if you're doing something like roller skating, as long as you're not roller skating while you're eating an ice cream cone, you know, you're going to start to see how, you know, you're expending these calories and then the energy that you are getting from that, how beneficial that can be. So I think it's super neat that people are starting to go back to roller skating.
Okay. Well, with that being said, Invite Health obviously is the, you know, vitamin supplement. So how do you guys supplement that kind of activity? What would you recommend taking to maybe even enhance the roller skating performance?
Oh yeah. And we've got a whole list of different products that are very much so energy driven because this is such a big problem for so many people throughout the country and the world when it comes to low energy. And a lot of people are just like, oh my gosh, I'm just chronically tired. And so we really zero in on energy creating supplements. And we have our ribose complex, which I talked about quite extensively last week for the cardiovascular benefit, but that really can power up your energy stores. So for a lot of people who work out, they will take ribose after, you know, running or riding their bike or doing anything like that. But we have our Energy HX formulation, which is really nice. It's a combination of ginseng extract along with coenzyme Q10. So both of those, once again, we're thinking the lane of cardiovascular health, but it's always very simple because when you're thinking heart health, we're thinking we need energy. The heart, think about the action of the heart every single day. That requires a lot of energy. So having this in a capsulated form, the Energy HX, is a really nice way to give you this bolstering of cellular energy production. We want to be able to make more ATP, which is called adenosine triphosphate. But utilizing the Energy HX, this is kind of one of our go-tos, using the ginseng root with that ubiquinol can really give you this nice sense of like, yeah, I'm going to go out and I'm going to roller skate every day of the week. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Of course, we need to take a break. So you're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and Blondie always makes me think of the summertime. It's probably because I saw Blondie in concert. She wasn't going by Blondie at the time. She was going by Debbie Harry. And this was, I was probably maybe a freshman in high school. And I remember going to see that concert, and it was in the summer in Michigan out at an outdoor venue. So one of the amphitheaters. And so now every time I hear Blondie, I always just think of, it just resonates with summer for me.
We met her at the Garden, and I think it was at the Garden. And sure enough, she had me in the wings at Jones Beach Theater. So I got to know her, Jimmy Destri, the band. It was kind of a bit of a run there in the early 2000s and late 90s. So she was very welcoming to my dad and I, and she had us at her concert. So that was kind of cool.
Oh. So you are hip to the Blondie music as well. So what a great story. Such a small world, isn't it? Such a small world.
This whole world is small, yeah, especially in radio. You get to know everybody. And of course, if I can, your uniquely New York story, I just had to get this out there. My mother started rolling me into Hickey Chemist at 3 years old in New York City. And now, I'm 30, so 27 years later, here we are. It's just, that's a small
I know.
World.
I know. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Invite Health was, before we were Invite Health, we were Hickey Chemist. So Jerry Hickey was a compounding pharmacist, and he had Hickey Chemist, and he recognized that he was always talking to people about vitamins. And so he really had this passion for vitamin and supplementation. So hence, fast forward, and Hickey Chemist became Invite Health. So, and we're still incredibly unique to New York. And it's always amazing, Alex, how many people will recognize that. And they say, oh, I used to go to Hickey Chemist all those years ago. And so it's a nice story, and it's hard to find, companies that are like that anymore. It was kind of like when we had Harvey Moscot on, and hearing, their fifth generation right there in New York, and to find companies that are unique to a particular area. And that I find that fascinating and interesting. It's just very quintessential, the American story. But that, isn't that neat that you were at Hickey Chemist when you were 3 years old?
And Jerry's just a quintessential New Yorker as well. I got to say that. He is a New Yorker through and through, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's no denying that. Absolutely no denying that. For those who have listened to Invite Health Radio for years, you've probably, heard Jerry Hickey, Alan Pressman for many years talking about nutrients and supplements and all of the wonderful formulations that the two of them have come up with through the years. And now we fast forward to 2022, and you've got me at the helm and coming forward with my formulations. And so we continue to move forward and bring new generations into the
evolving
Invite
family. That's the word, evolving
exactly.
At Invite.
Exactly. We are evolving, and we all have our uniqueness to us. For me, I'm very much into the mindfulness. I really feel like it's so important because I've worked with so many people through the years, and I have never looked at it as like, well, here, just take this fish oil and that's going to be your solution. I look at everything and say, you know, we really need to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, for many folks, they say to me, you know, I just feel like I'm running on empty. Like I have no battery power left and I just need to recharge. And you find this to be more and more, ever more common, especially with, you know, going through the, you know, pandemic and people's emotional, you know, taxing that was to so many people out there. And, you know, are still dealing with, you know, changes. Maybe it's with your job. And so there's a lot of things that can create fatigue. And I would say you don't want to be tired and wired. This is just not the point that you want to get yourself to. And we recognize that fatigue is a major problem in America. And if you look at the big picture, I mean, you've got millions of people every single year that show up to their doctor's office who are complaining about this. They're like, listen, I wake up, I don't feel rested. I feel like I'm dragging all day. I feel like I'm living on high caffeine beverages. And even when I do that, that lasts for maybe 5-10 minutes and then I crash again. That's not the way to address this issue. You can't go through, you know, there's just caffeine laden, you know, energy drinks. You certainly don't want to go down the path where they're giving you some type of a stimulant to make it through the day.
Well,
definitely
I've got a question.
not a good idea.
How does Invite help you not wait? Let's create a new phrase here. Wait till you wear out. How does Invite prevent you from waiting till the wear out? There's got to be some solutions here.
Oh, there is. And, you know, unfortunately, many people show up to us once they're at that point where they're already burned out, but we can, you know, bounce that back. We can, you know, work on that. But for many people, this is why we take that comprehensive approach with you. And we say, let's look at everything. Let's look at not only what supplements are going to be most supportive for you. You know, do you need to be on Energy HX? Do we need to include the True Energy Packets, which is a blend with the rhodiola and the ginseng, and you can just add that in with water, and it really kind of gives your cells that charging up effect. But we look at everything. We say, well, how can we address the sleep? This is why I said keeping a journal of your foods, keeping a journal of, you know, your sleep. Are we seeing that maybe two nights out of the week you have pretty decent sleep quality, but then the other nights you're not? So how do we make modifications? And so that's how we approach it. It's what nutrients are going to be most supportive to try and create kind of like a homeostasis for you throughout the entire week so that you're not having these, you know, peaks and valleys of energy and blood sugar. And so it's really a concentrated effort to make sure that we are doing this in a very comprehensive way. It's not just here, take this supplement and then, you know, come talk to us in a month. That's not the approach we want to take. We want to say, let's try and work on all aspects so that you really can get a complete turnaround. And when people follow this, they will see that difference. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, before I was living on, you know, these energy drinks and, you know, drinking coffee all day long. And now I've changed my diet. I'm sleeping better, you know, and sometimes we have to go to those different lengths of, hey, let's go in and have you, you know, see your doctor and have these different blood tests done. Because if there's an underlying issue with insulin resistance, for example, or maybe you do have adrenal fatigue and your cortisol levels are all off, you know, how do we adjust that? And we have so many different nutrients that can help to support that. If we can see that there is a adrenal issue going where you have that adrenal fatigue is, you know, what we've always called it. But, you know, when the adrenal glands are off, this can start to create an instability with other systems, including your blood sugar. So if we can recognize that, then we say, okay, let's utilize some adrenal adaptogenic herbs like rhodiola, for example, which can help the adrenals calm down. But at the same time, it's also generating energy. Because for those who feel that tired and wired, they're tired, they want that energy, but the energy that they're currently getting is not of a good variety. So that's that wired feeling. So what we want to do is we want to kind of eliminate that tired feeling, and we want to have a good energy output without feeling like we're on some type of a stimulant. And many people turn to this. I have to tell you, this is big in college students. Medical students in particular are really common to seek out the help of a doctor and say, yeah, I'm really having a hard time, you know, trying to stay focused on my studies. And, you know, what can I do? And the next thing you know, they're on Adderall or they're on Vyvanse, you know, very strong stimulant drugs. And they're basically methamphetamines is what you, at the end of the day, that's what you're using. You're using a methamphetamine. Many people think about meth when they're thinking about, you know, the illicit drug use of crystal meth. But you have, you know, pharmaceutical developed or designed methamphetamines. And for many people, they get put on these and maybe they do feel like, oh yeah, now I can stay focused and now I can do what I need to do. But what, at what cost? Because you didn't solve the underlying issue. So this is why creating those balances, utilizing the right fatty acids, you know, do you need higher amounts of fish oil throughout your day? Do you need to, you know, start taking pumpkin seed, you know, as a snack, as opposed to eating Doritos or Cheetos or something like that, which is not going to be giving you any type of nutrient value. So there's modifications like that that we work with you on. And because we've got such an expansive line of different nutrients that are geared towards helping to support energy production, even the Dr. Pressman multi-energy powder, this is a great one for those who really feel like they're kind of in that rut of just always feeling like they're dragging. I always say multi-energy powder by Dr. Pressman is a wonderful choice because it's a complete multivitamin, multi-mineral. So you're kicking your day off with just getting the basic nutrients that your cells need, but then we're revving that up with additional amino acids that really help to accelerate the way that the energy is produced throughout the body. And so this is a really good option for many people who do have that feeling of like, every day I just don't have any drive. Multi-energy powder, excellent.
Well, I've got a question because we always hear about the 5 o'clock lull or 2 o'clock lull, I forget. And they always promote these energy products to get rid of that lull, but can't Invite Health by just doing something in the morning help last all day? Meaning you don't need those harmful, you know, energy drinks. You could just take Invite Health and boom, that 5 o'clock lull is gone.
Well, yeah, and see, this is a big thing. When people have that, you know, 2 in the afternoon crash or that 3 in the afternoon crash, and they're like, oh gosh, you know, like at the office, and you know, where do I have a bag of, you know, cookies or what can I have, you know, something to bring my energy levels up? But the biggest problem there is that's usually a big indication that you've got insulin resistance. So say, for example, you had a fairly unhealthy breakfast or a fairly unhealthy lunch, and a few hours later, you really start to feel that crash. That's an indication that your body is screaming to you because you should not feel like you're having a crash mid-afternoon. That's not a normal thing. A lot of people chalk it up as a normal thing. It's not. If you're experiencing that, we have to be really looking at your insulin levels and making sure that the severity of insulin resistance hasn't gotten to that point that, you know, really then warrants that, you know, you're going to have to seek out, you know, significant treatment for that, you know, for kind of crossing over that line between becoming you know, pre-diabetic and a diabetic. So that's one area that we always have to zero in on, because I always tell people and they say, oh, you know, come 3 o'clock, I have to get, you know, this energy drink. And I'm like, oh, it's basically sugar water that's, you know, hopped up with lots of caffeine, and that's not the answer. So using multi-energy is one way. But then also, if we know that you are prone to these crashes, then we have to utilize different nutrients that help to regulate the way that insulin is working. So like our GlucoHX, for example, this wonderful blend of things like chromium and vanadium and bitter melon extract that help to create more of that balance, so you're not having that roller coaster effect with your blood sugar, which for many people, once they can get that under control, their energy levels start to come back. Because think about it, it takes your body, it expends a lot of energy for you to go on that roller coaster. So say your blood sugar goes up and then it's crashing back down, that eats up a lot of your energy. So the foods really, really matter. There's a really interesting study that came out talking once again about the impact of food and how that can impact your heart health, your energy. So I'll talk all about that, but I need to take a quick break. You are listening to Invite Health Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
We're surviving, we're still living. I was stronger.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and as I am always talking about, the foods that you are eating, they matter so much. I cannot stress that enough. You know, study after study continue to reinforce this. We can see the impact that, you know, eating the ultra-processed foods has when it comes to blood sugar imbalances, when it comes to gut dysbiosis. We know that people are not getting adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables and adequate fiber, which helps to create that butyrate, which really can lower the inflammation, not only in the GI tract, but throughout the body. So your foods matter. And this is why I always impress upon the fact that the more that you can make those modifications to a healthier dietary choices throughout the week, the better off everything will work in the body. And it may seem like a cumbersome task to do. Maybe you're just used to it. You know, you stop and you get some pre-made meal and you think, oh, this is easy and maybe it's healthy, but it's likely not because we know that it's going to be packed with preservatives. So we always are looking for other options. So in New York, you have this clear other option, and that is through Portable Chef NYC. And I am lucky enough to have the president CEO of Portable Chef NYC on with me again today so we can talk about the importance of healthy food choices and how accessible that is for you in New York to be able to achieve your food goals when it comes to eating healthy. So I have Uri Atiya on with me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Amanda. Thank you. And thanks for having me again.
Oh, yeah. So I am back to, I know that when we talked last time, we were talking about your purveyors and we talked about the sourcing of the salmon, which I thought was so interesting. I was just going on about, you know, the multi-generation companies and how with Invite Health, we've been uniquely New York for so many years. And then I had a Dr. Harvey Moss got on a couple of weeks ago, and they're fifth generation in New York. And you use the purveyor out of Alaska for the salmon. And I just thought, you know, it's so interesting because it's hard to find that. And I know for you, with many of the purveyors that you're using for all of the wonderful healthy meals that you guys are making each and every single day for New Yorkers and outside of New York as well, have you found that to be the case with many of those? Because I know that you use a lot of local farms and things along that line. Do you find that many of them are multi-generation?
You know, we try to seek them out. You know, I think we've generally had really good results, a really good product from purveyors that are they're serious farmers. You know, farming is not only a business, but their passion. And, you know, smaller family-owned farms are much more likely to do things the right way. I think salmon is a great example, but I think you can also extend it to all other kinds of foods. I think it's almost a naming problem, because this, you know, this salmon that we get in Alaska that it's wonderful. It's salmon that has lived wild its entire life. It's farmed sustainably, and it is what people would want to eat. But it is called salmon, right? And the exact same word would be used to describe something that was farmed under a sort of a condition where sort of profitability and being able to sort of produce a pound of salmon for the least possible cost with all the trade-offs that that entails. It's also right. still called salmon. So it becomes kind of a naming and almost like a branding challenge in a way for and difficult for a consumer to wade through because they're all being sold as sort of the same thing. And that might also apply to, you know, strawberries that are sort of, you know, that are grown organically and that the variety is one that is sweeter and, you know, a much lower yield versus something that is, you know, again, done sort of purely for greatest margins and lowest profit. They're all called strawberries. And I think it creates a challenging environment for someone that's just trying to eat well. And I know that's one thing that we really try to help with is, you know, take that piece out of the equation, that we will sort of do the work to try to find the sort of the best versions of the ingredients that we use.
And that's, you know, I think what is so unique about you guys is that you go through those extra lengths because for many consumers, they're not exactly sure, like you said. And so being that this is your wheelhouse of knowledge, you know where to seek out, you know, the most sustainable, the cleanest, the organic forms of food. And for many people, maybe you walk into a grocery store and you're kind of overwhelmed. So you guys kind of take that confusion out of it and you make it more simple and they can just go right to you and you guys can prepare the meals based off of what their likes and dislikes are. And I think that that's really nice that you cater to that. And, you know, just seeing the response from so many of your customers, you know, talking about how, hey, how beneficial it is. Like, I've never had this many fruits and vegetables before in my life and how good they're feeling and, you know, how they're losing weight and they've struggled with weight before. But now that they're eating good, clean, healthy food, the difference that that makes. And this week I'm talking a lot about, you know, energy and how your foods are that source of energy. And when people are eating, you know, the ultra processed foods, you're certainly, you know, you may get a 5-minute high from that, but it's not going to be sustainable for you throughout the day. So when it comes to the way that you guys approach things, I know that you said you take a very individualized approach with each one of your clients. Do you find that many people end up coming to you because of, say, a particular illness or something? Maybe they've been told that they have diabetes or, you know, say, unfortunately, if someone is diagnosed with something, you know, very significant, like a cancer or something, and they're on a more restrictive diet and their, you know, team of physicians says, hey, you need to, you know, follow a very clean dietary routine. So they seek out you guys because they know that they're going to be getting those clean foods. Or do you find it's just kind of a blend of just everyone in general who is just looking to for that simplicity of having clean foods delivered right to their door?
Well, you know, we get that's a good question. I mean, we do get we do get clients from sort of both of those buckets that you've described. I would say that you know, for the first group, the ones that have just found out that they've got a medical condition that they need to manage, or you know, some other health issue that needs to be addressed through diet, they're definitely, you know, from where I sit, we're sort of ideally suited to cater to those people, because the same type of sort of consumer confusion about you know, that exists about foods and what is nutritious and what isn't, what's going to be good for them and what isn't. When you are healthy to begin with, you can afford, you know, you can afford to have a little more uncertainty in that, because you've got, you know, your good health provides a certain buffer. But when you are diagnosed with a medical condition, diabetes was one that you had mentioned, all of a sudden you just have less room to maneuver. And, you know, if you're struggling with identifying and sourcing and preparing foods that meet specific dietary requirements, and you have an underlying condition that needs to be met with a certain level of urgency, that is where we come in.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's so important, because I will tell you how many people I've talked to who have, you know, maybe very restrictive diets because of, you know, renal failure, you know, chronic kidney disease. And I know that for you guys, this is very much so in the realm to which you work within, is helping your clients who maybe have diabetes or have kidney failure. And I think that that's important because that's a huge one. I cannot tell you how many people I've worked with who are completely lost when it comes to what they should eat when it comes to kidney diets. And so I think that that's wonderful for New Yorkers that they can reach out to you and they can just get set up on a plan and have those foods delivered right to them, knowing that the dietary requirements for what they need every day is going to be met, and met in a clean way without the preservatives, without all the junk added into the foods. And that's critically important for someone who has a more severe health condition. So that's definitely key.
Yeah, I agree. And you mentioned renal failure, which I think for an individual is one of the more challenging conditions to manage from a dietary perspective, simply because the key sort of nutrients that you need to monitor, sodium, you can unearth that content relatively easily, but potassium and phosphorus they're difficult and not necessarily intuitive to be able to sort of discern from a specific type of food. Oh, is this too high in phosphorus for me? Do I need to skip out on that? You know, when I first, many years ago when we worked with our first renal diet clients, it was quite overwhelming to navigate the foods that somebody can and can't have. You know, I think like a diabetic, there might be a little bit, it's very difficult, but the ingredient lists are somewhat simpler in that, like, you know, sugar is to be avoided and simple carbohydrates are to be avoided, and carbohydrates in general are to sort of be, you know, seriously monitored. And I think it's easier to get your head around something like that than it is, let me figure out, well, these vegetables have a lot of phosphorus, but these don't, and there's no, you know, there's no obvious intuitive link between them, and oh my gosh, how am I gonna figure out how to sort this out for myself?
Exactly. And it is. That's what, you know, the renal diets are incredibly confusing. And, you know, sometimes people will say if someone's on dialysis or something like that, and even working with a dietitian, they still get confused because like, oh, you can't have this because this is high in phosphorus, or this is too high in potassium for you, or this. And like you said, it is very complicated. So the fact that you guys, this is kind of your area of expertise, I think is a wonderful thing, because you don't see this in the healthy food arena, let's just call it for what it is. You have a lot of people who are in the world of, say, registered dietitians who try to work with kidney patients, but maybe they're still sending them off and they're eating, you know, not the best quality food. And so you guys have been able to go around this and say, hey, we can provide clean, healthy, you know, organic foods that are free of preservatives, have no pesticides, you know, no artificial colors, and we're not using sugar, and this is going to be the most supportive thing when it comes to your particular condition, including that of a renal diet. So I think that that's wonderful. And now for when you guys have someone that reaches out to you that says, hey, I have to be on this specific diet, do you work through like a particular meal plan so that they're not feeling like every day they're eating the same foods then?
Yes. I mean, you know, I think we're acutely aware from all of our customers that, you know, we want, if the food isn't interesting, if you know, at some like gut level, if a person doesn't want to, you know, eat something that we're providing for them, then, you know, the risk of them sort of going off plan is very high. And so a big piece of that is variety. You know, if we could make the best food in the world, but if we're serving, you know, the same thing for lunch and dinner every day, you know, almost anyone would get tired of that and sort of start looking elsewhere. You know, they might poke at the meal and then sort of start looking elsewhere to get the rest of their nutrition right. So it's, you know, it's always been super important to us to not repeat meals often, you know, even when we're working with folks who have, you know, a lot of dietary restrictions that, you know, maybe don't give us, you know, the full palette of foods to work with, but there's always room to keep things interesting.
Right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I know you're going to join me again next week. We'll talk about more things when it comes to food, but everybody go check them out, PortableChefNYC.com. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. I was just joined by the chef from Portable Chef NYC, Uri Atia, and we were having a wonderful conversation about how they very much so cater to specific dietary needs. And there is nothing more complicated than someone who is on a renal diet. I can attest to this. I have worked with enough people throughout my many years who have chronic kidney disease, and it's very specific. A lot of people feel incredibly lost as to what they should do. So definitely reach out to Uri and his team over there at Portable Chef NYC. They know what they're doing. They've been doing this for so many years. When it comes to food delivery services, we know that there's many options, but as we have discussed before in the past, I mean, this is right there in New York City. It's not something that was made over, you know, say in California and shipped across the country to you and still called a delivery service. This is right there in your backyard. And they know what they're doing. And just all of the purveyors that he uses, I mean, it's just such clean food. And it's actually incredibly affordable to eat healthy utilizing Portable Chef NYC. And this takes that loss of, you're like, what should I eat today? It kind of takes that right out. And he is very good with working with you as to, you know, what you like. You know, what are the different fruits you like? What vegetables do you like? What don't you like? They're not going to try and sneak something in to your meal plan if they know you don't like that. And I think that that's really nice because they don't mass produce. They're not doing like, oh, well, these are the only foods that we have available for you for this week, and you can pick from these three options, which many of the meal delivery services do. They do not do that. So this is why I'm really attached to them, because they are uniquely New York, just like Invite Health is uniquely New York. So check them out, Portable Chef NYC, such wonderful. And just go and look at their food. I'm telling you, I don't know, Alex, if you've not seen what their food looks like, you need to check that out.
I will. And like Invite, there's an amenability factor, meaning it seems that the chef, you know, Portable Chef would tailor it to your needs, and if they don't have it, they would still find a way to make you satisfied with their food. And I think that's the same with Invite. You guys tailor needs to your clientele, don't you?
Yes, and that's you know what really drew me to them, because they are specific to your needs. They look at your health. They, you know, it's not for them just about, oh, here, you want, you know, your lunch delivered to you every day. They look at your specific health needs. They make it simple. They make it convenient, just the same way that Invite Health does with your supplements. So I think that the two of us together were a very strong team in terms of making sure people have the access to good, healthy foods. And they do a wonderful job with making clean food. And then, of course, you're utilizing Invite Health for really making sure that we're covering all of those specific needs when it comes to dietary supplementation. So it's great. I know that he's had excellent success with people who have failed before with, you know, the different weight loss gimmicks of, here, try this diet and, you know. But his food is clean and, you know, it's balanced, and you're eating kind of in that realm of what I always talk about, that Mediterranean style diet. So people, when they are eating the Portable Chef NYC foods on a regular basis, they can start feeling more energy. And of course, they start to feel that weight loss. And that's key too. So really, it's just such a great, great company. And so he's going to be joining me because we've got so many different things we can talk about because they are so incredibly involved with, you know, staying on top of new trends in the food industry when it comes to the natural food industry and the sustainability. And to me, that's very important because, like he said, you know, not all salmon is created equal. Not all strawberries are created equal. But when you're talking to someone who's an expert in that field, he's going to know, you know, where is it that I can get the highest quality, you know, maybe it's kale or spinach or eggs, you know, whatever be the case, that's his wheelhouse of expertise. So it's just really wonderful. So definitely check them out, portablechefnyc.com. But when it comes to foods, once again, here's an interesting one for you, Alex. American Heart Association, increased heart disease risk from red meat. And they've always talked about this, you know, people who eat red meat too much. And they've always talked about the cholesterol component to that. You've probably heard that, oh, people who are eating too many steaks and they end up with heart disease. You know, it's because of the plaque buildup. And I always say, well, plaque is one thing, but it really comes down to the inflammation. And what do we know about inflammation? Inflammation is driven from the gut. How do we know that? Well, 70% of our immune system is gut-based, so within the intestines. And we know that if we have an imbalance there, that is going to heighten our body's inflammatory response. So what are they talking about here at the American Heart Association? This gets me excited because I just like the fact that you finally have, you know, places like the American Heart Association that are talking about the gut. And they said the gut microbial response is what the problem is. So that red meat alters your gut microbiome, so it changes the bacterial environment within the intestines, which creates inflammation, which makes you at a higher risk for heart disease. So is that not impressive?
It is, and I know that the we hear a lot on Sundays with Cat's Roundtable, actually, the gut, the microbial, you know, they talk a lot about that, so I've been learning along the way, and yeah, gut health is extremely important, and it, you know, it's even more important as I think people are getting back out there and just starting to eat whatever again, right? I think there's that as well. So continue talking about the Invite products that help us with our gut health, because I think people need to know that.
Yeah, well, it's that comprehensive approach once again, because if we're talking cardiovascular health, we're talking about energy health, immune system, we know eating healthy foods, you know, those fruits and vegetables, that really helps with that butyrate production within the intestines, which can help regulate the inflammation. We know that the sleep is a component to this, you know, maintaining healthy weight. All of these things are so key. And when any of those things are off, if you're eating high processed foods, that's a ding against you. If you're not getting adequate sleep, that's a ding against you. So you can start to see how you start getting all these dings and dents in your darn body. And then you say, oh, well, no wonder why I have no energy. No wonder why my immune system is not as strong as it should be. No wonder why I have so much inflammation. So this is when you start to look at, you know, what do I take from Invite Health? And I always say there's just the basics that anyone, regardless of what your health concerns are, that you should be taking. And that is a comprehensive multivitamin, multimineral every single day. So the Invite Core multivitamin, excellent choice to start with. Then we have to include in those omega-3s. So then we have the fish oil, or we can use krill oil. So we need those omega-3s. This is hands down. I don't care what your, you know, health background is. Everyone needs to be on these. And then we look at probiotic, because we know that gut dysbiosis, or the imbalance of good healthy bacteria within the intestines, is very relevant. And we know that many people deal with gut dysbiosis. And gut dysbiosis doesn't mean you're running off, you know, with diarrhea or that you're chronically constipated. Sometimes people only associate bad gut health with symptomatic, what they recognize as symptomatic issues within their stomach or their intestines. But it's that chronic, low-grade imbalance of good healthy bacteria that will lead to chronic low-grade inflammation throughout the body. So this is why we always want to incorporate in a good multi-strain probiotic, which is what the Probiotic HX does. So we help to recolonize, make all those good little bugs thrive within the intestines. And then we look at our things like magnesium and vitamin D. Why? Because we know that most Americans are insufficient or deficient in both of those, magnesium and your vitamin D. Then we look at, okay, well, hey, great, Amanda, I'm doing all these things. I'm trying to eat right. I'm trying to get out there and roller skate, but I still kind of feel like I don't have energy. But this is when we can add in things like the Energy HX, or we can look and say, hey, well, let's have you sip on some True Energy throughout the day, which gives you that wonderful adrenal adaptogenic herb along with that ginseng. And we know that ginseng has been around for so many years and has been shown time and time again to be a wonderful way to kind of recharge up those batteries. So when you feel like your batteries are like you're running on empty, and you want to be able to fuel back up and do it in a healthy way, not in a stimulant way, this is where products like the True Energy, the packets, or using the Energy HX would be incredibly helpful. But we'll talk more about these things throughout this week. But when it comes to your energy, don't play around with that. If you feel like you're dragging, take yourself over to an Invite Health store location, talk to one of our nutritionists, or go to our website, invitehealth.com, and check out our energy formulations. And be sure to join me tomorrow at noon on Invite Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.